In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are continuing with volume 12, January 17th, 1921. And we're on the fourth paragraph. So Jesus just told Louisa that the fiat rises at every instant. The fiat multiplies and becomes the life of all goods. And he says, now I, Jesus, now that I told you about creation, now that I told you about redemption, now, Jesus says, I want to tell you, Louisa, and those that are reading, why I ask for your fiat, Louisa, and the fiat of all those who are reading. So what God is asking of us, first of all, is to give our fiat. Every morning, fiat. When you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, your fiat is not there. So God is going to test you. He's going to say, what do you want? Do you want misery? Do you want to worry? Do you want to bring to life the demon of worry by feeding it? Worry? Do you want fear? Bring to life the demon of fear, that you're feeding it with fear. You have to understand, worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin is not part of the life of Jesus and Mary. And a lot of people have said to me, well, Father, you don't understand. I have to worry about my children. Jesus says to the apostles, does worry add one moment to your life? Then he says, of course it doesn't. Then he says, stop worrying. Stop worrying. So he looks at us and he says, what are you going to do? Who do you trust? Do you trust yourself? Do you trust the government? Do you trust any human being? It says, trust no man. That's what scripture says. But you trust in God completely. So the final devotion that God has given to the church before he returns, as he said to St. Faustina, is divine mercy. This divine mercy is, Jesus, I trust in you. So he says, I want to tell you why I ask for your fiat. Now he's saying this to Louisa, but he's also saying it to us. Your yes in my holy divine will. This is why we wear the ring. We have accepted his proposal. Yes, Jesus says. You've said yes to me. He says, I want the prayer which I taught, the Our Father, the only prayer that Jesus taught, the Fiat Voluntas Tua et intera, this prayer of so many centuries and of generations to have its complete fulfillment. So Jesus is saying, sorry, Jesus is saying the fiat of creation, the fiat lux was of Jesus. The fiat mihi was of Mary. And he says, now what I want is your fiat voluntas tua. Your may God's will be done on earth, this dust, as it is in heaven. Remember, man, that thou art dust. This dust. And he says, this prayer of so many centuries and generations to have its completion and fulfillment. So for the last 2,000 years, all of Christians have said the Our Father. And what our Lord is asking is, now I'm going to explain to you how and why the kingdom is going to be completed, how and why the kingdom is going to be fulfilled on earth as it is in heaven. It's very soon. Jesus says, when I speak, it has to happen. What I've spoken to you, Louisa, is going to happen in those souls who are embracing this gift. That's us, hopefully. God wants this to be given to all the world. And he says, at this point, the humanity cannot embrace this gift. Why doesn't humanity embrace this gift? He says, because the human will is so strong. Humanity is so stubborn. Let's just look at the things that are happening in the world today. How many things that you know that you've presented to your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, even your parishioners? And how many have said no? Jesus says, if you say yes not only for yourself, but for all of your family, all of your friends, all of your neighbors, all of your coworkers, all of humanity, past, present, and future. You stand in the breach for everyone so that everyone may receive this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. Jesus says this to Louisa and he says it to us. What do you want? What is your life about? Why are you alive? I remember when I had plans. I had plans. They were my plans. And, you know, I get in a car accident, break my back. And why? God says, I have other plans for you. And he had to break my back to wake me up. That was the first broken back. There was other thing. He's constantly trying to wake us up because he has plans for us. We should thank God for all that we've gone through, because if he didn't wake us up, where would we be? We had our own plans. God says, I have plans. I want my fiat voluntatua on earth as it is heaven to have its completion, to have its fulfillment. God has plans for us and he needs us to cooperate. It's not about doom and gloom. It's about the peace, the joy, the happiness of heaven on earth. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus says, this is why I wanted another yes in my holy divine will, another fiat containing the creative power. He needs us to surrender so that he, the Lord God Almighty, can have his way. Not my way, not your way, his way. His way is perfection. The human will is so miserable. The human will is so away from God. That when Adam sinned, he said to God, get away. I'm in charge. And God said, I'll wait. 4,000 years later, he comes to earth. This is why 40 days in the desert were symbolic of the 4,000 years of the 40 centuries of man away from God. And Jesus, he says he came to earth. Why? To redeem humanity. And he brought with him his mother, who co-redeemed with him on Calvary. And why? So that the fiat voluntatua, the prayer, the only prayer that he gave to humanity, may have its completion and fulfillment. That's why he says, that's why I wanted another yes in my holy divine will, another fiat that contains the creative power. The fiat voluntatua is divine power. The fiat voluntatua, may this dust, May you breathe in me the ruah of God, the breath of God in me on earth, this dust as it is in heaven. That's what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life. This yes of humanity. He got it from the Blessed Mother, Theotokos, Mother of God. Jesus gave it as the Son of God. He says now it had to be at least one human being, Louisa. Louisa gave her fiat. And a whole new beginning happened for humanity. I wanted, he says, another fiat containing this creative power of the fiat lux, fiat mihi, fiat voluntatua. I, Jesus, want the fiat to rise at every instant and multiplies in everyone and in everything. So what is he asking of us? He's asking us to, in everything, yes, everything, yes. As long as we turn to him, everything will be peace, joy, and happiness. When we turn away from him, he doesn't want to lose us. If he has to, he'll take a 2x4 to wake us up. He doesn't want to lose us. You know, as a good parent will not let a child die, basically, if they can help it. A good parent, he does not want us to end up in eternity away from him, in hell, away from him. So Jesus says, I want the fiat which rises at every instant and multiplies in everyone. I, Jesus, want in a soul, that was Louisa, the firstborn, the newborn, my own divine fiat. He says, which ascends to my throne by his creative power and brings the life, brings upon earth the life of the fiat on earth as it is in heaven. So here Jesus says, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary has now been given to a human, to a soul. Why? Adam was a human. Adam lost this. Adam was a fallen nature after that. Jesus comes to earth. Mary comes to earth to redeem us. Why? In order to bring about sanctification. What is that? To return back to man God's own fiat, living that life that Adam had before the fall. This is what God has given to Louisa. This is why we love reading the Book of Heaven. We're finding out more and more each day of how much God loves Louisa, how much God loves us, that he would give to us the way and the how the kingdom is going to be established on earth, this dust as it is in heaven. Remember, Jesus says, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within us. Jesus now wants to bring it to life. And he says, I, Jesus, want in a soul my own fiat. When we link ourselves to Louisa, Jesus says, she's the one. The one that's linked to Jesus and Mary. She's the one that possesses the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. When we link our life to Louisa, we begin to understand God's own divine fiat. And he says, which ascends, now we can ascend back to the throne with our prayer, our fiat, with its creative power, to bring on earth, as it is in heaven, the fiat of God. See, what God has got great plans. Everything else has to go. That's what we're experiencing. If we're doom and gloomers, it means we really want what's going on right now, this night of sin. What God wants is the dawn of a new creation, the dawn of a new beginning. As John Paul II says, Pope St. John Paul II, a new and divine way of holiness is coming upon the earth. And it has to begin within us, not your family. They don't want the divine will. But you are doing it for them. Not your friends, not your family, not your coworkers, not even your parishioners. They want their life, even in holy things. Jesus says, I want to give you divine life. That's why the priest puts a drop of water into the chalice every day. May we share in the divinity of Christ, as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. It's a new beginning that's coming, a new beginning that's coming. And God is asking us to be the ones to help him with Louisa, Jesus and Mary through Louisa, the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, to go back to what God had in the beginning with Adam. He had to give this to a human. And he chose Louisa to be that human who will basically begin again where Adam left off. This is why Jesus came to earth. This is why Mary came to earth, to redeem humanity so that we can be sanctified. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.